You're listening to That's Life here at the Nahum Segal Network. I am incredibly excited to invite and to welcome Avi Fryer joining me from Israel. Avi Fryer is going to be a great guest. We've had him on the air before. Nahum and I, and Avi did something, I think it was during COVID, live lunch. He made something disappear from Florida. I have no idea how he did it. It was weird. It was great. And he did a lot of COVID-related material to keep everybody, you know, involved and awake and happy, and the same mission here, Magicians United for Israel. They are making smiles appear. We're going to hear all about it. I am a little bit nervous. Avi Fryer, I'm a little bit nervous to have you on because it's hard to have on somebody who's funnier than I am.
Well, wait, first of all, I am way more funny looking than you are. I think we agreed on that a long time ago. And this has been such an emotional roller coaster of a trip that I don't have to be I found out I don't have to be funny all the time. My act is full of comedy, and then I meet people whose lives are just absent of comedy right now, and realize, you know, when we took this on, we thought, yeah, we'll make some people happy. We'll give them some things to laugh at. We'll get a free trip to Israel. I mean, come on. Doesn't everybody want a free trip to Israel? And let me tell you something. It hasn't been free because it's very emotionally and physically taxing. But it also has been so personally profitable because, you know, when you give to somebody, you get back double. And we're realizing how people are taking it in. Like, we got a random text message. Somebody took a picture of her kids with a couple of us, and one of the magicians said, hey, text it to me. So he gave her his number, and she texted it. And then a little while later, he got another text that said, just on behalf of everybody who was at the show tonight, thank you for giving our kids an hour that they could forget about what's going on.
Amazing.
And I got that, and I'm going through all that. Like, you forwarded it to our little WhatsApp group of the five magicians that are here. And I'm scrolling through and looking at, I got to that and I stopped and I had tears in my eyes. And I'm like, no, you don't get tears in your eyes from a text message. But it's really I think the most fulfilling thing I've ever done.
Unbelievable. I mean, and by the way, it doesn't surprise me because I know what you're, listen, I'm not making people smile when I go there. That's not part of what my mission is, but the gratification of bringing any kind of relief to these families, I can share that experience with you. I have shared that experience. I understand what that means and what that feels like. But yeah, listen, for you in general, and I just want to make mention, you are not there alone. Making Smiles Appear is a group that is five of you who are part of Magicians United for Israel, and your tour is called Making Smiles Appear. It is you, it is Avi Hoffman, Ben Cohn, Sam Jacobs, and Mark Levine, all of whom have dedicated this time to going to Israel and supporting the families in the way that you know how. But you're, again, going back to my previous thought, you're a guy who knows how to make people smile, but this is a different kind of smile.
Oh, it really is. And I get such imposter syndrome. Like, I'm not a great magician. I'm with four guys, and I'm not being modest here. You know, I'm not modest. I'm not a great magician. I'm more of a comedian. My act is more funny. And I'm among four guys that are way better at magic than I am. So I always have imposter syndrome. And going into this, where we're like, what are we really going to do? And these people who come over to us with tears in their eyes, thanking us as if we just saved a life or you know, bought them a house. And all we did was just do a magic show that we love. And I realized that everybody has chesed in them and everybody can do it. And anybody who's sitting there listening to this and thinking, I'm not really qualified for that, then put that thought out of your head, because if I can do it, and like I said, not very good at magic, then literally anybody who has anything of themselves to give can do it.
Avi, that is probably the best quote I've ever heard in my life. Everyone has chesed in them is probably the most profound and true thing I have ever heard, because it is true. And you're living proof of it. You have a talent. The five of you have an ability that, frankly, okay, you can whatever about your talent versus other people. That's not the point. The point is that you're utilizing your talent. You've put aside your family life. You put aside your professional lives and said, I'm getting on a plane. I'm getting on a plane to do what I know how to do. This is my thing. It's like, you know, people who cook, all the people in Israel who have, all the chefs who have turned their restaurants kosher in order to provide for chayalim, or pay, or people who are just making sandwiches out of their homes and distributing them where they're necessary or where there's a need. Everyone has chesed in them. That is such an incredible message.
And can I just throw in a little personal plug since you just said all that?
Sure.
My daughter is in her second year of Sherut Lumi. Shirley Fryer has had several all-nighters with her friends baking challahs in their apartment and then taking the taxi with bags and bags of challahs. Like, they sent us pictures the next morning, and it looked like, you know, when the bakery first gets their delivery and it's piled high on Friday morning?
Sure.
That's what it looked like. And it's true. She's not a baker, but she's a lot. But she's got chesed in her, and that's right. That's what she's doing. Everybody can do this.
100%. Everybody can do something. You know, the whole it takes a village. Here, everyone has some kind of, it doesn't have to be an innate talent. It doesn't have to be something crazy. But we all have hands and we all have hearts. And I think that at the end of what was, and just an unbelievably unfathomable, heartbreaking week in Israel, I can only imagine. Listen, I know how I felt here. I can only imagine the complete feeling of devastation and loss in Israel this week.
I have to correct you. I have to correct you. It is amazing. As much as I say there are people who are thankful that we're helping their kids forget for an hour, and there are people who come to us with tears in their eyes, but you know how resilient we are.
True.
As a people. And when you walk in the street, there is definitely an underlying current of sadness and of that feeling of devastation. But on top of it all, people are smiling and they're greeting each other and they're warm and they're hugging each other. And you could feel not, but more than the sadness, you can feel the faith that all of this is going to work out.
That I hear. Avi Fryer joins us from Israel. He is part of the magical group of Magicians United for Israel. They are making smiles appear throughout the state of Israel, supporting Avi and his friends, and Sam and Ben and the other Avi and Mark. Can all be done at Magic for Israel. That's the number four, Magic, the number four, Israel.com. Now we're missing the whole, how on earth did this start in the first place? What made the five of you decide that you were going to take this and get on a plane and go?
So I was driving my truck back and forth to Miami International Airport because I had all these friends that were going to Israel to volunteer, but they were also bringing duffel bags. We've all seen the pictures on social media of people showing up. It's not just like a fake pile of duffel bags in the airport that people pose next to. This is actual tons and tons of chesed shipping out from the United States, which was amazing. And as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, well, I'm not a doctor like those guys who went, and I don't do this, I don't do that. I don't have any marketable skills that they really need in Israel. All I do magic. Wait a minute. And so I'm in this WhatsApp group called From Magicians, and there are hundreds of Orthodox Jewish magicians all over the place, not just across the country, but around the world. There are a bunch in Israel. And I posted, it was like a week or two into the war. And I said, who'd be interested in going to Israel? No pay. Who'd be interested in going to Israel to perform for soldiers and for Miluim families and for displaced families? And I made it like a little poll, and I saw four responses come in very quickly, and those four were all from people who I know. I've known Sam and Mark. I've known forever. Avi Hoffman, I only met recently, but I've seen his skills. And Ben Cohen, a major magician. Everybody in New York knows Ben Cohen,
sure.
And I've known Ben for years. When I saw those come in, I I made a little WhatsApp group of the five of us and said, let's figure out how we can do this. And we started that Chesed Fund page. Right now, if people go to that website you mentioned, and thank you for throwing that out there, themagicforisrael.com, they'll see a Chesed Fund page, and we fully raised the money we need for this trip. But I realized also halfway through this trip that this needs to be something that we do again and again. Mm. And so there will be a 501c3, and we're going to really make something Magicians for Israel, because there's so much more that we can be doing. So even if you don't use it now, just remember magicforisrael.com so you can go there later when it's actually a legit organization you can donate to. But it was just the four of them just jumped right in. Now, I looked back later, and I kind of feel like I need to apologize to some of the other magicians. There were other people who responded later. Mm. But once I saw the four of them, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, let's do it. And I never even looked back. And then later on, I looked back, and I was like, oh, no, these other people also wanted to do it. Truth is, we have all we can handle, and we have all the people that we could handle for this trip. But there are going to be others, and we're going to bring other magicians, and we're going to spread as many smiles as we possibly can with our craft.
Oh, unbelievable. I absolutely love it. You know, you talk for a second about Ben Cohen and his being this talent that everyone knows about. So quick, crazy anecdote. Nachum and I worked a Pesach program, God knows how many years ago at this point. Just a lot of years ago. Anyway, Ben was one of the talents on the Pesach program as well. And I literally watched him bend a fork. Or it was a spoon. Sorry, it was a spoon or a fork. It was something. I watched it bend like it was, I don't know, a piece of paper. And I kept it on my desk in the studio for forever. I mean, I literally, and it was like, it was a symbol to me of what people are what kind of power people have, the possibility within the human being to be able to effectuate and create change. It became a whole metaphor. Then, of course, we had a fire in the studio and that thing probably melted. But anyway, I've never seen it again, obviously, because there was nothing left. But that's not the point of the story. The point is that I'm going back to this beautiful moment of it served as a metaphor for, again, the power that we all hold within us. And I think that you're making smiles appear in Magicians United for Israel speaks exactly to that point.
And you know something? You just blew my mind. Were you looking at my social media this morning?
I was not. Oh, no, I did. I liked something on Facebook. You had a couple of good messages for Hamas on the that you found across Israel. I saw those also. So
yes.
I only saw those selfies.
That was earlier.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything else.
Oh,
why?
My God.
Did you bend my phone?
Do you happen to know the name of the person who invented this whole, like, is the grandfather of the whole spoon bending thing in magic?
It's not Ben?
Well, you would think it's Ben because he's so good at it. It's Uri Geller, famous Israeli mentalist magician going back to the 1960s.
Okay.
We met Uri Geller today.
No way! Oh, that's crazy.
A half an hour ago, we got out of the car from going to the Uri Geller Museum in Tel Aviv, and he gave us a private tour, and he bent spoons and autographed them for us, and we took pictures with him, and Ben impressed Uri with his version of the fork bending routine that adds a twist that Uri Geller has never seen before.
Oh my gosh.
And you pick spoon bending as the story you're going to tell about Ben Cohen?
That's
Miriam,
insane.
You blew my mind. You blew my mind.
I mean, Avi, honestly, this is like even a better like magic trick than you could ever do. Us being able to figure this out right now, that's crazy.
Because you did it.
I didn't do anything. I mean, when I saw the five guys, you know, all five of you, I was like, oh, Ben, he bent that thing. That was weird. That was crazy. Boom. I didn't realize that this was going to happen. First of all, that's also an Only in Israel story, but this is crazy.
Yep.
That is
true.
That is a crazy, crazy tidbit. Also, cute that you guys would go to a museum of magicians.
This was our one afternoon off with no shows. We're going from here. Now we're going out to Shiloh in the Shomron area to perform at an army base.
Oh my gosh. Well, those Chayalim are lucky to have you. I mean that sincerely. And Kolakov.
Yes, they are. I mean, thank you.
Kol hakavod to the five of you. By the way, you know, if I'm sure that there was a part of you that was like, could I just have one guy not name Avi in this group? That would have probably been helpful. It's going to be a little confusing.
It was only a little confusing. Right before the trip, Ben actually, now I'm giving away personal information, but it's okay. Ben actually sent a voice to text to our WhatsApp group that mistakenly referred to Avi Hoffman repeatedly as Harvey. And I made a motion to the group that heretofore, he should be known as Harvey, and everybody agreed unanimously. So there's no more confusion. I'm Avi, he's Harvey. We're good.
Oh my God, Harvey Hoffman. That is the oldest Jewish man on the planet right now. Harvey Hoffman. Amazing. So Sam, Ben, other Avi, Mark, and you, Avi, Kol hakavod to all of you. Folks, you can get out there and you could support what they're doing. It's really, I'm sorry to be punny, but it really is magical. Magic4Israel.com. Avi, good luck with the rest of your day. Continue this great work. As Nachum would say, continue your great work that you are doing on behalf of the Jewish people.
Thank you so much. It's nice to speak to you.
Pleasure is mine. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.